Chapter 2. My grandfather washed up on a Block Island beach. This was in the winter of 1959. Two fishermen found him rolled in seaweed at the high tide line. His mouth was full of sand, and hermit crabs lived in the pockets of his coat. His boat and the rest of his crew completely disappeared. My grandmother asked that he be laid to rest near where they found him, so he was buried on the cliffs at a place called Mohegan Bluffs. After the funeral, they set a bronze plaque in the ground. Captain Augustus Weber, 1910 to 1959, fishing vessel Matador left Galilee, Rhode Island, November 12th, 59, and was never seen again. Requiescat in pace. Sometimes in late autumn, around Indian summer, my mother took the Block Island ferry. She walked out to the bluffs and set flowers on his grave. My father had been a fisherman since age 12. At 24, he bought his own boat. On his 30th birthday, a wave washed him overboard somewhere off Montauk. He drifted for 10 hours before another fishing boat picked him up. A shark swam circles around him in the last hour before he was rescued. As a man reached down to pull him from the water, this shark swam from under the boat and butted my father's chest so hard it broke 3 ribs. The fish never bit him. People said he had lost his mind by the time they brought him on deck. When he returned to shore, he promised my mother to give his sons a way out of fishing. All our family had done for generations was run trawlers off the New England coast. He stayed on as a trawler captain because he couldn't find a way to make better money than in fishing. Without the money, he figured, he couldn't keep his promise. He put my older brother Joseph through college and business school. After my first year in high school, he sent me to a summer program at a place called St. Regis Prep in New London, where I stayed for 3 weeks before being sent home. I had a recipe for brewing beer from an old cook.